Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address a growing issue that we all have to deal with in the workplace, as well as personally, and that's smartphones and fubbing.
Fubbing.
So fubbing is a practice of looking at your phone in a social or professional situation instead of giving another person your full attention.
Ooh.
Are you guilty of that?
Yes.
I'm guilty of that. And I don't do it a lot.
I've also experienced it, which it does not feel good.
No. How about you? Do you do it?
I'm sure I've done it before.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to. But in general, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're in a conversation with somebody.
Right.
You need the information. You need the directions. You need something.
You're on the phone with a client and you get a text.
Right. There are things sometimes you have to look at your
phone. If there's emergencies, you know.
There are so few texting emergencies, really.
Right.
Let's get real here.
Right.
Well, I think sometimes, you know, that's the point of having this instant communication is not to ignore it, but to actually use it. But fubbing is a problem.
Yes, it is.
It's a problem because, it's, you know, answering one text, answering one phone call is not fubbing. Fubbing is really not giving the other people your full attention.
Yes, which is an issue for many people these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The inability to give anything our full attention. That's the nun in me.
That's true. All right. So today's questions describe two different fubbing scenarios. Mm-hmm. One involving a boss who won't pay attention because he's on his phone, and the other involving distracted employees because they're on the phone. Okay. So here we go. Logan, what's our first question?
I work as a social media coordinator for a growing fitness business, and I'm having an issue with my boss. He always asks me to give him status reports regarding the progress we're making in our social media campaigns. I schedule appointments to meet with him, and when I go to his office to deliver the news, he spends the entire time distracted, staring at his phone. Sometimes I just stop talking to see if he's listening at all. After a few seconds, he looks up and says, "Sorry, go ahead, I'm listening." I've tried everything from printing out reports to making PowerPoint presentations. Nothing seems to hold his attention. What do I do here?
This is really a big problem.
That is a big problem.
Because it's your boss.
Yeah.
Big problem.
Right. So it's your boss who has the upper hand, you mean, in terms of the rules?
Yeah, you can't say, put that phone down. You can't say that to your boss.
Oh, walk over and smack it out of his hand? No?
Well, you could try. I mean, so I just came up with some dumb things, but they might work.
I doubt they're dumb, Kathy.
No, they're dumb.
Let's hear them anyway.
Well, you can start out with an emergency, like, "Did you know the building's on fire?" Like, you can start out with something like that, and then he'll go, what, and go, "No, I'm sorry, I just really wanted to get your attention."
Oh, that might work
once. It's a little dumb.
Might work once. No, it's not dumb.
It would only work once.
It might never work the second time. It would be a good thing for an entertainer to try. Going back to roles.
Yeah, you have to have a certain kind of personality to pull that off.
Right.
I could try.
I could pull that off, yeah.
Yeah.
The other is, you know, somehow hide his phone, which is not very smart.
His phone.
I said they were dumb.
It's not dumb. It's very thoughtful, really.
And then the other thing I thought is, you know, there's so many articles about fubbing right now, and there's YouTube videos. There's a lot out there. I think you can print out an article and put it on his desk.
But he's not reading. I think actually what you could do is send a text to him with the article link.
You could do
that. About that?
That might be insulting, though. This was anonymous. Putting it on his desk.
But this is assuming he reads things that are on his desk.
Well, he has to do his job at some point.
Maybe you could tape it on his...
I think the phone is in his hand when he's listening to this person. I don't know if the phone is in his hand when he's doing other work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I find that so many people are really addicted to their phone screen.
It is
they
addiction.
They are. So instant gratification, right?
So
actually, maybe it's me, but there isn't really that much on my phone.
Well,
like, what is it that they're looking at?
But actually, the brain gets addicted to that, to the ting, you know, to something. So if it's like a notice that comes up on Twitter or something on Facebook or something on Instagram, whatever, it's that thing of wanting to see what it is. We want the reward of seeing what the thing.
Because, you know, while I'm on the elevator and everybody else is on their phone when they're on the elevator, I understand there's nothing to do while you have to go maybe 10 floors.
Yeah.
And they're not doing anything.
No, they're not. They're just scrolling. Right. It's also the, you know, repetitive motion probably. Right.
Well, what we used to do on elevators was stare at the numbers, right? People would stare.
I actually remember maybe talking to somebody. Like, actually, in
I still do. I still try to.
I know you do, right? But that's normally what happens in elevators.
Yeah.
You would communicate.
You'd interact for a second or two.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had one other idea, which is to request a phone-free 10-minute segment with
right,
your boss.
Right, you could do that. I just worry that the boss is going to get insulted if you say
really?
That. Well, yeah. I think you could. No, I mean, I think that the most legitimate thing you can do is to say, I need your full attention.
Yeah,
I have
or just to say, I know you really want this information. And I want to deliver to you, and I want your feedback because I need to know what your concerns are. So could we have a 10-minute phone-free conversation?
Yeah.
Or even ask for 5 minutes. It may be the fewer minutes, the better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just hold your phone while you're in those 5 minutes.
I'll just hide it.
Well, remember, we had Mr. Manners here.
Yes.
And
what
his
did
he techniques
say?
Is you have a basket and you put the phone
right,
in the basket.
Right, that's in a restaurant. Well, actually, I think you could. Yeah, you can't do that with your boss, though.
You can't do it with your boss. Yeah. So you really have to ask them or come up with a fire, you know, emergencies. You have to get their attention in some way, but ask for that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not what they want to do.
Yeah, this is really a problem.
It is.
I'm trying to think if I have had this problem professionally. Clients don't do this. I actually have one client where I had to take his phone away.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he warned me. He had told me on the phone that... while he was on the phone with me, he answered 10 emails or something, and then he easily gets distracted. And I said, well, when you come in here, you're going to have to give me your phone.
Yeah.
And then I did, and every time he'd come in, I'd take the phone. And then once he got an Apple Watch, I had to take that away, too.
Boy.
But see, this
That's
is what
addiction.
I mean. It is an addiction. You see that flash or you hear that ping, and you it's like we're like rats. We want to go to the maze in some way. So it is. It's a real issue. I think it's something that companies have to really think about and have to start creating policies about. Maybe many do already, but it's a challenge. And I think especially if it's your boss, that they're so distracted all the time and asking for this information to be able to deliver it. The other thing that I would just say psychologically, it's very hard not to take it personally when you're being ignored, right? So to this individual who's having a hard time getting the boss to pay attention, obviously, we can say it's not about you.
Right.
Right. So the first thing you have to do would be to use our working with you is killing me term, unhook, right, and calm yourself down. It's not about you. The individual actually has a problem with focus. And then it just becomes about, look, I want you to get this I want to be able to deliver this information to you. How can we make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, in personal situations, this is really devastating. Mm-hmm. The information that I read said that if one partner never listens and is always on the phone, it causes depression and relationships break up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really rough.
You believe it?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it very much?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely in public spaces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen people in restaurants where the couple, one person won't get off the phone. I think I might have mentioned this when I went on vacation. I was on Fire Island, and I was watching a family have dinner, and the mother wouldn't get off her phone, and the kids were begging her to get off.
Quite,
I was dying to know what she was doing.
Like,
what was so important on
Well, it's
her.
Kind of, that sounds like a little bit of a passive-aggressive
Well, I watched
F
her
you.
For days, so I think
she may not have been liking her life so much.
Right,
sounds
exactly.
Like.
I felt so bad for those kids. I really just wanted to smack that thing out of her hand. But anyway, I didn't.
So maybe for all of us, it's good to be at least aware of what message you're sending when you're on your phone to the exclusion of paying attention to another person. It's not really good for building relationships.
It's really not.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with another fubbing story.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back. What's our next question, Logan?
I'm a newly promoted store manager at a name brand retail outlet. I believe that the best work teams hold weekly meetings. The only problem is when I try to rally the floor staff for a brief Monday morning check-in, several of the employees keep staring at their phones, answering texts in the middle of our meeting. What do I do? I don't want to seem too strict, but it's nearly impossible to discuss anything or solve any problems as a team when half of the staff are fixated on their phones.
Well, you can just have the meeting through text. No, I'm kidding. And see, he's in a more powerful position because he can just say everyone has to put away their phones.
Yes. Right.
And he can do the simple thing that Mr. Manners had suggested where he can have everyone put it in a basket or put their phones in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And if anybody has to have their phone prior to the meeting being over, they have to buy everyone a latte.
Oh, I like that additional rule.
Well, the dinner thing is the first person who grabs their phone has to pay the bill.
Right.
Yeah, and that keeps people from doing it.
Uh-huh.
I have not personally tried it.
Yeah. I like that, buying the latte and or...
bagels.
They have to fold all the clothes if it's...
they have to do something obnoxious.
More work.
Yeah, more work. That's a great idea.
Well, this person is in the power seat. They have the right to say this. I've been noticing this in retail stores that employees in the retail store have their phones. I don't understand that.
That's not good. I don't think that's good.
99.9% of the time, they're not supposed to.
No, of course they're not. Of course.
You know, former employee retail, we're not supposed to have our phones on the floor.
But they do.
Some of the managers do. If they have to, you know, talk to other companies or bosses, they're allowed, but not the actual employees.
I see people in retail taking phone calls.
Wow.
And doing texting to their friends, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
While they're on the floor.
While they're working, yeah.
Wow.
Not professional.
No, it's not professional at all. So this person's in a power seat. They can absolutely, as the boss, control this.
Yes, I think the challenge for this individual, because... he or she is saying that they're newly promoted to store manager, is the chances are you are afraid of putting off your colleagues, right? That you're now that you're in a position of authority, you don't want to seem like the bad guy. You don't want them to be ticked at you. So what I would say is that when you implement Kathy's wonderful plan, you have to be ready for people to be angry at you for a short period of time, right?
Well, as now that you're a manager, you have to be willing for people to not like your decisions.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't really manage people.
Right.
And there'll be the thing is, a lot of them will be grateful.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And like you even more that you establish that, because the ones that are not looking at their phones, they don't like it either.
Oh, no. I'm sure it's distracting.
Yeah.
It's incredibly distracting.
It's rude.
So you have to get ready, though, for that period. And too tough old broad, so we don't care
Excuse me? Are you speaking for yourself?
I'm a tough old beanie. So I don't worry so much about it. But for those who are younger and in managerial positions and still wanting to have have your employees like you, even though it's not really going to work that way, you just have to be ready for them to, one or two will probably be a little huffy about it.
I think I think you're 100% right about new managers have to learn to set boundaries and set rules and then stick to them. But I think ultimately there's going to be, companies will have rules about your personal cell phone.
Yeah.
I think they will, because I think, at first people thought, oh, instant communication, we need it in meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to be connected. But now the rudeness has taken over.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that we even have a term, fubbing for it, it's it's kind of a joke.
Well, that could be the other thing too. Is maybe, I don't know if this store, name brand retail outlet, they may already have some policies in place that you could certainly draw on if you're not sure what to do.
You know, who told us? Oh, somebody recently told me that where they work, you're not allowed to have your phones, and that could be 8 hours. They wanted them put in their lockers. They wore a uniform all day. And the man, yeah, this guy is a father of three children, and he thought that was really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could let your spouse or the caregiver who's taking care of your children know the main number of the company so that somebody will find you if there is a problem.
But see, that's such an interesting point.
That's how it was done.
Exactly. There are other phones. I mean, we like our smartphones because they're private, right? So you don't know. No one else knows your business, so to speak.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good point.
Yeah, I was once at a workshop for parenting, and it was held at my daughter's school. And there was one guy, he was so obnoxious, his phone kept going off. And somebody said, you've got to put your phone away. And he said, I have children. I'm not putting my phone away. And she looked at him and said, everyone has children. This is a parenting class. You have to put your phone away. And
right.
He didn't care. He was really obnoxious. He was a phoner from way back. Yeah. No, not a phoner. What's it called again?
Bubber.
Fubber. I want to change that name.
What would you like it to be?
I don't know. Phony. I don't know. Something. I have to come up with something. But fubbed is
phony
not.
is accurate.
A phony.
Right now it's fubbed. That's the term that's being coined.
Yeah.
So anything else, Catherine?
I think that's it. Just to understand that this is an ongoing issue because it is, as you mentioned, new territory in terms of workplace policy that we have to, I mean, each person has to come to terms with how you're going to handle it and encourage your companies to come up with policies that allow for direct communication without constant interruption.
Have you guys seen a decrease in interpersonal relationships in the workplace because of technology or phones?
Absolutely.
Or
I think so. Email as well. I mean, we gave a whole workshop about email.
Which are called e-missiles.
E-missiles. That's excellent.
You know, it's interesting.
No face-to-face interaction. You know, actual talking to people. And
I think
some people are better off if they're not directly talking.
Right.
I don't know if it's... You think it has eroded?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think interpersonal skills are at an all-time low. No offense to anyone listening, for all of us, in the sense that you can so easily avoid direct communication. One of the articles that I was reading about fubbing said that a large number of breakups now are happening via text.
Right.
I mean, you're with someone for a year and a half and you text them, say, it's over. That's not communicating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is communicating, but it's certainly not very interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying just breakups. I'm saying I think we have lost...
You're fired, text.
I think we've lost the art of working out conflicts, actually.
Yes.
Because of the digital age.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do about this?
We're going to fight it. Fight it until we go down, Kathy.
There's no substitute for face-to-face. There just really isn't.
No, I wanted to write a book, or at least an article called actually pick up the phone as opposed to texting, you know?
That's another thing.
Go to the person.
The phone.
Yeah, right. Go to the person.
Yeah, there's absolutely times that you have to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's overly complicated and it's going to get lost in an email or a text, that's when you pick up the phone, or when it's sensitive information like... I want to break up. Those are times when you either do meet in person or you pick up the phone.
Yeah. Right. Well, and we've also been in situations where there are two people who have a conflict and they're sitting right next to each other and they're emailing furiously at each other.
Really?
Yes. At a certain situation we once come across that. Anyway, I don't have to give names, but yeah.
You can give me those names. I don't know, I'm not sure I remember that. But I mean, I've seen it personally.
Yeah.
I think people are worse with this in their personal lives, which clearly bleeds into their professional lives.
Yes. Yep.
All right. So what we're asking is not to change everything right away, but we just have to be aware. We all have to be aware for this new manager. Set the policy. Kathy, want to repeat the policy one more time?
I think that couple of things. It depends on what your company does, but I think, you know, one of the ideas, like this particular manager, everyone has to put their phone in the middle of the room, and the first person who picks up their phone before the meeting is over has to buy everybody lattes. But I think it's extreme to have people check their phones.
During a 10-minute check-in meeting.
To check them really for the whole day, unless they can use them at lunch. But, I mean, I think in general, when you're at work, you really should not be doing your business, your personal stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the texting and emailing on your phone is professional.
Yeah.
Some of it is. So it gets a little confusing.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not sure. It depends on the company and how they do business.
Well, right. And if you wonder what you should do, you could ask your manager what the policy is, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do I handle this? And, you know, it's funny because I think a lot of times managers don't know what to do when they catch their employees looking at their phone. Or even if they're in a one-on-one meeting and they see someone looking down, sneaking a peek, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the peek sneakers.
Well, I've seen that. And usually what they'll say, the boss will say, what's going on? And they'll say, there's an emergency with X client. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, emergencies can wait 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, actually, I know of a case, and you do too, where the guy was getting fired and he was texting his friends while he was getting fired.
Oh, my goodness.
Which would be tempting. Right. I might do the same.
Right.
But.
Yeah. So this is to be continued. This has to be
continued.
Worked out. Because, again, the smartphones are used professionally a lot.
They are. Mm-hmm. So tweet us your stories and your advice about fubbing to AskK2. And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.